during the chapter on living a life of abstinence, an encouragement to suffice on little in this world, and the virtues of poverty. As we explained, these sort of things you'll only get for personhoods or for people that have got an attachment to the life of the year after. Otherwise, a person's only attachment is this world, and one will find, make merry as much as you can, because once you pass away, that's the end of life, that's the end of everything. But for us, we believe that this is the beginning of life. Alladhi khalaqal mawta wal hayat. Allah Ta'ala said that He created maut and then He created life. One of the pointers that ulama take out of this ayat in Surah Tabara is that Allah is talking about maut first and then He's talking about life. Talking about death first and then He's talking about life. So in other words, after death, that is the real life. After the real life becomes after death. So it's not before this. So often this is where we feel this is this life, enjoy it, and this is what the billboards and the signs and all the entertainment and advertisements are to enjoy it. So try and make the best of it and have the best of the world. But what we are thought of? The virtues of poverty. In other words, a man that doesn't have much, his virtue also in debt. A person who's got, that is a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. But the person who doesn't have, that is also a virtue from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is teaching us something. That poverty is not something that is a bad thing. Here we're talking about poverty where a person comes out, he breaks, you know that he has to stretch his hand in front of anyone. But Allah Ta'ala has given him little, that is his taqdeer. There's virtue in that also, not that a person has to all the time chase and chase and chase in a rat race. Understand there's fazail and virtue also of having little. So we're doing the various ayat. Today's ayat we'll do. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah Ta'ala mentions that beautified for mankind has been made the love of pleasures. Allah Ta'ala is saying beautified, adorned, made attractive for insan are these things. What things? The love of pleasures. And Allah Ta'ala now is explaining that. What is the love of pleasures? Hubbu shahawat, the love of pleasures. What are these love of pleasures? So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us, what are they? They range from woman, children. Yeah, children means a person that has many children. The person feels proud that I got so many children. Allah Ta'ala has blessed me. So this is a sign of love, a sign of pride that the person takes from all the different pleasures that Allah Ta'ala gave him. He says, I got children. He feels proud about it. So, minan nisa'i, from woman and from children, from his children. And then Allah Ta'ala goes on to say, wal qanatir al muqantarati, large heaps of gold and silver. Not just gold and silver, large heaps of gold and silver. In other words, the more you have, the more you want to have. The more a person has, the more he wants to have. There's no limit, there's no end limit. Person thinks that when I'm earning 10,000, when I get 20,000, that's enough for me. Now when he starts earning 20,000, he thinks, when I start 30,000 is right. When he's 30,000, think 50,000, 50,000, 100,000. Person who reaches 100,000, he's also wants more. So this doesn't stop. Allah says, wal qanatir al muqantarati, heaps of gold and silver. And this such person starts desiring this, has been made adorned, has been beautified. In other words, these are the things that are attractive to insan. And then Allah Ta'ala goes on to say, wal khayl al musawwamah, wal qanatir al muqantarati min al dhahabi wal fidda wal khayl al musawwamati wal an'ami wal harth. The next thing Allah Ta'ala mentions, khayl al musawwamah, branded horses, not just horses, branded horses. In other words, high ranking, high pedigree, high quality horses. Like we can think for us, in our understanding, the person likes not just an ordinary Toyota. The person doesn't just like a simple car. In the back of his mind, he's hoping that he can have a Porsche. He's hoping that he can have a high-speed Ferrari, have a McLaren, he can have... It's a branded car. It's a name, it's made for himself. Although a person doesn't have it, he may be desiring, he wants it. It's something that's attractive. If he was offered it, he would grab at it. So this is what Allah Ta'ala is saying, that this is a thing that made attractive. Who doesn't find it attractive to have a high ranking, a high quality, a high value, high worth vehicle? So in those days it would be branded horses, specific horses, high branded horses. Those are the things that would be attractive. So we started explaining from women, and then from children, and then heaps of gold and silver. And the next thing is wal khayli musawwamati, branded horses. Wal an'ami, the next thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains is cattle. From amongst the things is cattle. Those days, those would be farming, they would do agriculture. So one of the things was cattle, and the last thing was harus, plantation. Plantations in those days is the equivalent to our industry today. That was the industry they would manufacture, to so to speak, like manufacture, plant, grow, harvest, and then sell, as though it was like a manufacture process. Obviously it's a different process, but that's equivalent to our industries today. This person doesn't just want to have a shop, he doesn't just want to have a wholesale, he would like to be a manufacturer, he wants to be a big dealer, and that is made beloved. Everyone wants to be a big dealer, no one wants to be a small dealer. Actually the reality, the haqiqat is, we should want to be a big deal in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, not in front of people. It doesn't matter what people think of us, in the sight of Allah we should be big dealers. Waking up for tahajjud, crying, quietly giving sadaqah here, sadaqah there, helping here, helping there. In other words, as far as akhirat is concerned, we should want to do wholesale business. But hear what the ayat is speaking about. As far as the dunya is concerned, these are the things that are made pleasurable. So this is the last thing. Well, an army was cattle and houses, plantations. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so beautifully says, ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. These are the goods of the world. These are the basic commodities of the world. In other words, these are the things of the world. But if you really want something, وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ, and by Allah Ta'ala is a most excellent return. If you're looking for good returns, those things that will yield good returns, don't look at all these things that were mentioned. Rather look by what is with Allah. What is with Allah Ta'ala? That will give you good returns. This was a temporary enjoyment. That's why the word is used, mata'ul hayati dunya. Mata, actually the right meaning of mata is that kitchen rag. You know, every kitchen has got a rag that is normally used to wipe up the water that falls around the sink. Those things that mess, that is used to wipe. That is Allah Ta'ala. Zalika mata. This is like a rag of the world that we are chasing behind all these things. Rather what you should do, wallahu indahu husnul ma'ab. What is with Allah Ta'ala, that is what you will get an excellent reward for. In other words, hanker and chase and desire those things. As far as our amal is concerned, as far as our iman is concerned, these are the things that we have to go after. Obviously, there's nothing wrong with having, but this should not be our desire and our morning and our evening and our day and our night. That should be with amal, because these are the things that will remain forever and forever. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.